Oh, Bulgaria? I like Bulgaria. I'm enjoying my stay here. Hotel is great. Enjoying my stay. And the people are very good, so I'm happy.
I don't know if that would offend you in any way, but there were some rumors about you and Bulgarian passport a couple of years ago.
You know, what's funny about that is there's still rumors about that. And now it's a little funny, but at the time, the situation wasn't so funny. But it is true that possibly could have had a Bulgarian passport. But at the end, it didn't happen. There was a lot of rumors about me having a passport, me not having a passport. So there was a lot of things going on. I've never spoke about it in public before. But it's
actually, what's the truth coming from your mouth?
Well, the truth is I never had a passport. I never seen a passport. I never had it in my hand before. So I don't even know what a Bulgarian passport looks like.
And you haven't even, like, applied for one? Or
me
just
personally, no, never. I've never applied for one and never had, you know, I've never been to Bulgaria until now. So normally when you apply for a passport, you have to go to the country. So that was a long time ago, you know.
From what you've seen from Bulgaria, it would be nice to be a Bulgarian citizen, right?
Well, that was 2008, you know, 4 years ago. But not so bad place at all. Not so bad a place. I'm actually enjoying my stay here.
You said that you're enjoying your stay here, but no, what about the game? You enjoy the game?
Well, the game for us wasn't very good, but I'm happy to play your local team here, and they played great today, and I'm happy they gave us the competition that we needed, because now we know our level needs to go higher. But it's preseason, you know, it's preseason. We've been working every day, countless hours, nonstop, and it's normal for us to play like this right now. But in a week or two, we have to switch everything, another mode, and go up and get ready for Supercopa, because in 1 week from today, it's time to really play a game.
Do you think you can switch just for a week?
Well, if you see the game today and then you watch the game tomorrow, you'll probably see two different teams.
Have you expected such tough opposition from Lukoil?
Yeah, in preseason, every team. If we was playing a team in a lower league, we would have had a tough time today. It's just the level we are right now, and we know we have to improve, and we will improve. Of course we will.
What about Juan Carlos? How is he feeling?
I don't know. I haven't spoke to him. He doesn't talk too much about his problem. I see him in practice for about 15, 20 minutes every day, and that's all. I don't see him too often.
Lukoil, the Bulgarian team, is now going to EuroLeague qualifying round. How do you rate its chances from what you've seen today?
I think they need a few more pieces, a few more players, but I like the players that they have. They play tough. They play with spirit. Today the crowd was with them, and I think their home court advantage here is really going to help them, because the crowd here is great and the team is good, and as you can tell, they coach very well. So it's going to be a tough team for opponents, but also they need to improve and get a few more players for sure.
Any particular player that impressed you?
The Americans was very, very good. The Americans was very good. I think they did a good job of recruiting the Americans to come here, and you know, but the team is good. You know, everybody's in preseason, so it's kind of hard to tell, but today they were at a better level than we were. But at the end, we won.